Well, it is the last day of the year, and this is our topic that we've been looking at for the year. This will be, of course, not the last time we'll ever look at it, but this will be the end of our intensive study of this topic. And as has been the habit that we have gotten into this year, we're going to say these two verses aloud together. If you would say it along with me. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's a great couple of verses. I find myself thinking about these verses almost every day. Whenever you have an opportunity to just work for the Lord, whatever that may look like. And that's a bit about what our lesson is about this morning. Always excelling in the work of the Lord, and a reminder that that work is never done. No matter who you are, how old you are, how young you are, it doesn't matter. You will never be done working for the Lord. Up to the last breath you take, you will be an inspiration for somebody, I guarantee it. And so we need to always remember that no matter what we're doing, we need to remember that we are working for the Lord. And we need to be doing our very best that we can possibly do, and that varies from person to person, our very best to do that work as good as we can. So as the year comes to an end, let's remember how important our continuing work in the Lord is for our family, for our friends, and for our neighbors. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop working. Just remember that there's always somebody watching you, whether it's your children, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's that person at the grocery store. There's always somebody that's looking at you to see what you are doing. And so our work is never done. It's easy to look back at the year and see the things that have been accomplished and be satisfied that our work is done. And we should take pleasure in accomplishing some things. But just remember, our work in the Lord is not one of those things that is done. It's never done. We need to continue to work. As we look ahead to the new year, we must always look for opportunities to work for the Lord. We must remember that since our work is never done, we always want to be looking for opportunities to do that work in whatever capacity that may be. To that end, let's look at James. We're going to be looking at chapter 2, and we're going to be reading verses 14 through 26. James wrote about how important our work in the Lord is. He compared those who speak of faith to those who show their faith through their works. So, if you've been attending our Wednesday night Hebrews study, you'll remember how the writer of Hebrews specifically uses Abraham. And he does that on purpose because the Hebrews claim Abraham is their father. I mean, that is one of their pride and joys. That is their fallback. And Abraham is the father of the Hebrews. They claim him as that, and to show how his faith, the writer in Hebrews is talking about Abraham to show how his faith was a reflection, not of Mosaic law, but of something better. A faith based on his trust in the Lord to fulfill his promise. That promise that God made to Abraham. James demonstrates the importance of the work of the Lord in the second chapter by recalling the faith of Abraham. That it was not just an empty faith, but a faith demonstrated by works, by what he did. And that's how we remember him. Let's read this together. James chapter 2, starting at verse 14. What use is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, But yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is it? In the same way, faith also, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But if someone may well say, "You have faith, and I have works," show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to acknowledge, you foolish person, that faith without works is useless? Was our father Abraham not justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God." You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was Rahab the prostitute not justified by the works also when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. I chose this because this, again, is a pretty harsh statement, isn't it? We can't just go through life being a good person. That doesn't work. There's going to be a lot of quote unquote good people facing their Lord saying, "Lord, I've been a good person." And the Lord is going to look back at them and say, "What did you do for me? What did you do for your fellow person? For your neighbor? For your family? For your friend? How did you help them?" Being just a good person is not following in Christ's footsteps. It's important for us to remember that we need to always be willing and ready to work for the Lord, to work in whatever capacity that is. Or whoever that may be. So James reminds us of three things. Work is absolutely necessary. Faith cannot accomplish the Lord's work on its own. The Lord will accomplish his means by whatever he deems necessary. But if he's going to use us, that means that we have to do something. We can't just call ourselves faithful without working. That doesn't work. Because faith without works is dead. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 17 that it was their meager faith that prevented them from being able to cast out the demon. But even in that example, we see Jesus demonstrating his faith through his work. So in Matthew chapter 17, starting in verse 14, it reads, "When they came to the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, falling on his knees before him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son because he has seizures and suffers terribly, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him.' And Jesus answered and said, 'You unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me.' And Jesus rebuked him and the demon came out of him and the boy was healed at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, 'Why could we not cast it out?' And he said to them, 'Because of your meager faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to here, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.'" The point being that these disciples that could not cast out this demon did not have the faith necessary to do so. Now, I'm not saying that they had anything close to Jesus' faith or that they could or could not do that. What I'm saying is that they were not doing what they needed to do, obviously. They were not working the way they needed to work. And Jesus rebuked his disciples more than once for not having that faith. And how was that faith demonstrated? It's not just this warm, fuzzy feeling inside of you. That faith is demonstrated through how you work, through what you do, and how you do it. James reminds us also that belief in God by itself will not lead to righteousness. Belief must walk hand in hand with faith, and faith must be demonstrated by works. So one of the points that James makes is that the demons believe in God, and they do. They believe in his power. They believe that he can do all that he says he can do. But that belief does not demonstrate a faith in God. That faith or that belief that they have that God is powerful and that God can do what he says does not lead them to work for God. That leaves those demons where they are, doomed. And for anyone who is saying that they're faithful to God, but is not demonstrating that by working for God, you're in the same position. You're in the same place. If you're not working for God, then who are you working for? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it reads, "Now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, the proof of things not seen." Skipping down to verse 17, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And the one who had received the promises was offering up his only son. It was he to whom it was said, 'Through Isaac your descendants will be named.' He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type." Abraham demonstrated his faith by doing what God said, offering his son. The only thing that stopped him was an angel that said, "Don't do it." But he was ready to do it and was about to do it, just as God had told him to. What shows his faith was the fact that he worked, that he did what he was told. Because he knew that even if he sacrificed his son, that God could bring him back from the dead, that God would not be slack on his promise, that through him all nations would be blessed, and that through him he would multiply his seed. Isaac was that chosen seed. And Abraham knew that and was not afraid that even if he had sacrificed Isaac, that God's promise would be broken. That is faith. James also reminds us that those righteous men and women of old are noted righteous because of their working faith. When we look in Hebrews at the long list of those who are considered righteous and who are named for their faith, what we note about them is what they did. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Noah, being warned about things to come, in reverence prepared an ark. By faith, Abraham was called and obeyed, going out of a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. By faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive, and even beyond the proper time of life, she considered him faithful who had promised. There are so many others that are named here. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each and every one of his sons. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden. What we're looking at is a demonstration of faith, people accomplishing works, doing things to further God, to do what they could to obey God, working to do that. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. They did not just stand idly about. They marched for 7 days around that city. And the word of the Lord was accomplished through their work. We see that so many of these others, and the writer of Hebrews says, and others experienced mocking and flogging and further and chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, wandering in the deserts, on mountains, and sheltering in caves and in holes in the ground. But these are all people of faith who accomplished what God had tasked them to do by working, by showing their faith through their works. We can all show our faith through our works. So as we approach the new year, let's step up. Let's raise our hand. Let's volunteer. Let's be willing to work. There's a lot of work to be done. Our faith is demonstrated by our work for God. We need men and women who are willing to teach. As we build our curriculum and classes for all ages, we need volunteers. Step up, raise your hand, say, I'm willing to do it. Study with others is faith building. It doesn't have to be here at the church. Have classes in your home. Step up, volunteer to do it. We need men and women who are willing to provide for those who can't. So we have a number of our members who need help with meals, with day-to-day chores, or just with visits. These are all things that we can accomplish in the new year. These are things that we can do. This is work that we can do. And so my hope is as we enter our new year theme of hope, it is my hope that our faith will continue to grow. And that our works will continue to grow with our faith. If your faith needs help, we want to help you to grow it. We want to do what we can to provide you with whatever means are necessary for you to accomplish that work. We want each and everyone here to be as motivated to work for the Lord as you possibly can be. We want to do whatever we can do to help you. For those who have not named the name of Christ, we invite you to do so now. We have water behind us here. We're happy to baptize you. We're happy to study with you if you want to know what the Lord is all about, who Christ is. We want to study with you. We want to work with you to help you accomplish your goal for salvation.